Okay, continuing in Simon Lamed Beis, we're up to Yud Gimel. Yeah, klaf shalim. So the parchment should be complete, no holes. Shaloi hebo nekavim she'ein hadio oizir alav. There shouldn't be any holes in it so that you can't pass the ink through it. Meaning if you put ink on, let's say you have like a piece of paper underneath or something like that, so it wouldn't even catch on the oil, it would go directly to the paper underneath it. Yeah, v'hainu shelo tehe ha'ois nireis bo chaluka l'shtaim. So it shouldn't make it look as if the ois itself is divided into two. So I'll show you a picture here in the Pir Halacha. She has Dalad right here. You have a hole in the cloth. So now, when you try to draw the ois, so it goes across it, but it doesn't pick up the ink. So therefore, it looks like it's divided by into two.
You said, but you're saying that there is some ink there?
No, but you can't see it because the hole is here.
Right, okay,
so as you're drawing across there, as you're writing the ois, so it doesn't catch there.
Then it truly is divided.
Right, so it looks like it is.
No, if the ink went into the hole...
Nothing. It falls through.
Right.
Falls through. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Beis, L'shtayim. Shehu katan kol kach, the whole so small object, she'avir halav hakul bekumas, nistam haneke v'dio. So it's so small, it looks like now you filled up the whole hole with ink. Ve'ein hanekev nirgash bekumas, and you can't even sense it that it's there. So koisvin alav, you write over it. Afal pishin afal ma'at dio b'mokum ha'hu v'nir nekev dak neged Hashem. If you would hold it up to the sun, it would look like you have a little hole there, so it's still kosher. He has like a little thing here, right? You can't see anything. But then you hold it up, and I see, you know, you're like in the sunlight, right? We know the sunlight can change a lot of things. Hamevin yofet kosher. Aval im nikav kolkach, it's so small. She'ein hadio oivir alav posel. If the ink can cross over, then it's possible. Ha'ois nireis chaluka l'shtayim al yodo. Now, like you divide, like we saw in the Dalet, it's divided up. Afilu im hanekev be'emtza oivi ha'os, begago o be'yerecho, even if the hole now is in the middle of the os itself. We'll see a picture. Diyo makifa mekol tzad possible. I mean, an example like this. Here you have a hole right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's even if the it's there, but it's surrounded, you know, with ink on all sides. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's possible. Afilu im ad makom hanekev yesh tzuras os. Even if up till where that hole is now in Gimel, this little dot right here, I'm fine. I have a tzura of an os. It looks like a Zion. It looks like something else. But it's not a Dalet. That's certainly not a Dalet. Mm. Yeah.
Now in that last case, the ink here is lighter in color. Now, let's say it didn't have a hole, but it was lighter in color.
He's just doing that to bring out, that's really Beis and Gimel the same. He's just trying to to stress the point of, if you go up
to so you can see the Zion better. Okay,
yeah,
see, right.
Yeah.
But ink that's lighter in color, but is there, so what you say is...
That'd be fine, correct. Sometimes you have that, like, you know, on an older Sefer Torah, parts of the ink will fade a little bit.
Right,
usually it all fades the same, because it's all written the same time, but you could have something like that. He has an interesting caveat at the end. It says, "V'chol zeh, all this applies kodem k'siva." That's when the hole was there before you wrote. Avala achra k'siva. Now, let's say you wrote it already. V'nech lech la'os l'shtayim al yidei nek. If you get a hole in it after it's written, ron im yesh bo tzuras ha'os ad makom hanekev kosher. So then if this hole came after the fact, I had my doubt, I had Aleph right here. Then the hole comes in afterwards. Now I look to see, because it wasn't there at the time of the writing. That's how you look at it. Kemoshin is bar b'samach. It's going to be explained later on. Sif tez zayin. It's a long one. Ayin bir halacha. So we're going to spend a lot of time in Ritz Hashem on tez zayin.
That's like when they finish up a Sefer Torah, they leave the letters to be filled in, because everybody who's filling is making it kosher. No,
correct. Right, that's the whole thing. They trace it for you.
Right,
you have a steady hand. You just fill in the correct. Correct.
If it was kosher, then they wouldn't be doing anything technically.
You wouldn't be writing anything. That's right. Okay, good. Let's start Yud Dalet. Different size. Here, I'll turn the page just to show what we're going to be doing. We're going to be talking about the different the background behind this. That the film were made a little bit differently than we do nowadays. That if you had different size parchments in each one, it would cause it to stick out. So we wanted somehow to get an equal size for each one of them, but there's different lengths of each of the four parshios. So depending on the length of it, the longer the parsha, the thinner the cloth. So then it'll all equal out in the end. But if you have a shorter parsha, you'd write it on a thicker cloth.
Right, like here, each cloth is a different size.
Right. We'll see at the end, we do the bottom one. We do all the same size, we just leave space. Instead of that, the top picture is where they're all the same. You don't leave any space at the end.
Right,
so if we had to adjust the size. Okay. Says the mechaber in Yudalad has sofrim has reason. The ones who are medactic, they're so careful. Osin shloshamine klofim. Morning. They have three different types of klofim, three different parchments. Ha'av yoiser, the thickest of them, lichtovo parsha shema, shehi ketana. Since shema is the smallest one, Yudalad. Shema is the smallest of all of them, right? So therefore you have the thickest one because it's going to, you're compensating, so it's going to be the same thickness as the rest of them, right? V'hadak mimenu haparsha v'haya. Now he says v'hayim shema. We'll see that's maybe a little bit differently. Mishnah Berurah points out v'hayim shema. We're not. It's not. There's two v'hayas, right? So it's not going to be. It's not going to be. It's going to be v'hayi v'ki v'echa. That's going to be the next one. Shu yoser gadol. That's a little bit longer. U'leparsha is kadesh. The parsha is v'haya kiviyacha, which will be v'hayim shema. Sheheim aruchos. Those are the longest ones. Oisin klaf dak ma'od. You there use a very thin one. Use the thinnest cloth for that. Uvazeh yismalu habatim b'shov uvazeh noilet tefillin. It'll look beautiful that way. It'll look nice. It'll be all even, you know, an even disbursement of the parashas. They won't, one won't be sticking out more than the other because you were able to use different sizes. But again, we'll see. Now we don't really necessarily do that. So the Mishnah Berurah is in Lamed Gimel, right? Where he talks about the mechaber, it's a little bit different. V'dak men parshas v'hayaki im shema tov sofer. No, it's a mistake. V'tzarech lomer l'parshas v'hayaki v'yacha. It's really a different v'haya, right? Shehi yoser gedola, because when you look at the length of it, that one's the longer one. L'parshas kadesh l'parshas v'hayim shema shehem aruchos. Those are the longer ones. Bir hagra v'yadarum. Rami kasav shahasoifim shalahem osim tikun acher. He writes that we do something else nowadays. Shekol aklofim heim shovim ba'orach echad ba'ovi echad. Everything is the same thickness and the same length. Ella, what do we do? Shemanichin gilyonim biparshios hakitzoros. We have spaces in the edge, right? That's here. He's writing that here. This is the way we do it. We all four equal thickness. But okay, there's a little more space here. There's a little more space here, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll stop here for today. Shkoyach.